Why do I turn on the tape recorder? Who's ever going to listen to this? No one. Why do I turn it on? Because I can. For no other reason. Okay. The gliders are here. Look at that. We have a big oil over here.
You never know.
I don't know. I think I know. I was once listening to a barrel wine tape on Jewish history years ago. And there's no doubt in my mind that those cassettes were listened by thousands of people. But on the tape, at the end of the tape, he says, "Oh, do we have here a minion for Myriv? Maybe you can get someone." So I couldn't believe it. Like, he was giving these lectures which have been disseminated throughout the entire world. This is before, you know, the internet and all this mishigas. We're dealing with the olden days. So he's giving a class for how many people? Less than a minion. Because he has to beg at the end to find the minion for Myriv. And like, those tapes were in a catalog. Like, everyone in those days, back in the day, everyone remembers those days. It's like, I was like, wow, you never know. Look at that. You give a share for 2-3 people, look how many people listen to it. But that wouldn't happen today. Impossible. Impossible. Today, Baruch Hashem.
It would happen all the time today. Here goes Shira Tyra.
Yeah.
Most of the Shirim are not back.
What?
They just come there so that...
So I know, but there's this broadcasting. He's broadcasting live. After the shir is over, Igrun. I don't know how many people go back to listen again. Not too many people. Live. People love to listen to live shirim. There's something about a live shir that's appealing. I don't know why. There is something about a live shir that you feel like you're current. You're with it. Especially if you can participate, if you can talk. But once the shir is over, you want to go listen to stuff from 20 years ago. And even though the stuff is so much better, the old stuff, everything was better. The speakers, the vocabulary, the ideas. And yet, everyone wants this, the narisha, you know, the shallow, you know, the latest hip stuff. What is it? What's the pshat? There's something about live. Live has an appeal. All right, let's learn. Let's learn. Again, remember, tomorrow night, there's no shir tomorrow night. I'm not going to be here, unless, Mayor, you want to give the shir. If you want to give the shir, we'll have a shir. But I'm not going to be here tomorrow night, Bli Neder, so tomorrow night we'll resume the last shul, be on Thursday before Rosh Hashanah. We'll learn about tefillah, but now we'll do this. Ki esh kotcha v'yapi, a fire, kotcha. What is the word kotcha? Kotcha means it is burnt. V'yapi in my nostrils. Vatikad, and it is burnt. At she'ol tachtis, to the lower grave. We have to go back and really define the word kotcha and the word vatikad. Until the grave, the lower grave, Vatoichal Eretz Vivulo, it consumed the earth and its produce, Vatilahet, and it torched. The word Vatilahet means a flame, the Mostei Harim, the foundations of the mountains. Alright, what does this pasuk mean over here? Let's see over here what it's over here in Rashi. Rashi focuses on the word Kotcha, Bo'ara, burn. A fire is burning, Kotcha has been kindled, is burning in my nostrils. And then it says, Vatikad, okay, Vatikad. What does that mean? Bochem ad hayisod. It burnt. So the word kotcha, a fire, kotcha, burning in my nostrils. Vatikad means to burn until the lower grave. Okay, then it goes on to say over here, Vatoichal Rashi, Vatoichal, when it consumes Eretz Vivulo, Aretzachem Vivulo, your land and its produce. Vatilahet. So Rashi over here says it was torched. Yerushalayim, Hamiyusedes, which is established al hehorim shenemar Yerushalayim horim saviv lo. How many words in this pasuk refer to fire? Eish is one, Kotcha is two, Vatikad is three, and Vatilahet. There are four words in this pasuk that refer to fire. A fire has been kindled in my nostrils. The fire has burnt it has burnt, or I'm assuming it's to be burnt all the way until the depth, the lower depth, and it consumed the land and its produce, and it torched. Vatilahi means a lava, it means like a flame, the foundations of the mountain, which means it destroyed Yerushalayim. Okay, there's a lot of very hard to understand what this pasuk really means. Let's see what it says in the Targum. Pasuk Habeis, Arei Kidum Takif. So what does that mean? Arei, because Kidum Takif Ki Isha Nifak Min Kodamai Birgaz, in anger Sheitzi, it destroyed Ad Shol Ar Oyosa Asif, it consumed Ara Va'alalta, the earth and its produce. The earth and its produce. 1 second, please, over here. I have over here an emergency message on the, I'm running out of power. Low power mode close. Let me plug this in. 1 second. I'm not going nowhere. Take a half a second to plug this in. Okay. All right. Plugged in. Okay. We're back on power. Okay, fine. Over here, the time over here says a fire. Are kidum takif ki yishon nifak min kodamai bergaz sheitzi atshol ar osa u'asif, it consumed out of alalta sheitzi, destroyed at siyofei turaya. All right, I just read the Targum. I really don't know what I read. I'm now going to look over here and try to learn with you what it says over here in the commentator. There's a lot of stuff over here, so bear with me. Kidum ruach mizrachet kloshen akas lebrichodim azah. Kidum takif kisha. Okay, so here we have over here right away a disagreement between Rashi and Unkelis as what does it mean a fire called chaviapi. A fire, he learns over here, it means blue. Kidum takif biyavi. The east, ooh, look at this, the Ruach Kodim. She chamu me'oid, wow, v'chazaka. She bo be'apolabaris, mas'eres, kolem k'kiser. Because of the Ruach Kodim to Shabaniyos. Okay, so first thing over here, he's saying over here is that the word ki'esh, incredible. Okay, ki'esh, esh means the east wind. Rashi says a fire is burning in my nostrils. Targum disagrees. Targum says arei kidum. Kidum means the east wind. Question: what in the world? Why would you call the east wind? Why would you translate the word esh with the word east wind? What does the east wind have in common with fire? The answer is, from all of the four winds, it is the hottest. The east wind is a wind of heat. I never knew that. He cites sources. You know, there are different types of winds. There are winds that bring global warming. And there are winds that bring, I don't know, maybe bring rain. There are different types of wind. Each wind is associated with a certain quality. The wind of the east is associated with heat. So there's a fire. There's an east wind that is burning. Okay, and it says over here, and then when it says over here, the next word is Arei Kidum Takif. A powerful east wind, Ki'isha, like fire. Go back to the Nafak, has come forth, Min Kodomai, has come forth from before me. So what's Kodcha mean? Let me go read over here, it's a little bit further. We're in Nafak Yotza, Kodcha, Yotza, Targum Kodcha, Lefi Hanos, B'nimshol Shicha Ruach. Amazing. Kodcha means come forth. Okay, so let's explain what he says. He's saying over here in the commentator that we're going to translate these four words. Ki'esh kodcha v'api. Api here means my anger. Because of my anger, I have sent forth a east wind that is hot like fire. Kotcha means, I think kotcha means to burn, literally. But in this context, it means it's blowing. It's blowing. Because I am angry. Ba'api is translated as anger. So look back at the Targum. The Targum says, Arei, because, Kidum, Takif, Ki'isha, a Kidum, an east wind that is mighty, like fire, Nifak has come forth, Min Kodomai Birgaz, has come forth before me in my anger. That's a lot of words to translate what it says over here. Rashi didn't say all that. So machloikis, Rashi and Unkelis. Rashi saw that the Targum over here is waxing poetic. The words here are a metaphor. There's no real fire. There is an east wind that is very hot, like fire. It has burnt. Burnt here does not mean to burn literally. It's a metaphor. Has blown forth from before me in my state of anger. Api is a code word for anger. Rashi doesn't say all that. Rashi says very simply, there's a real fire that has come out of my nostrils. Now, we know the Yesod. We learned this Yesod numerous times. Rashi, Unkelis, it is anathema for Unkelis to hear, to give the Ribbono Shel Olam any human characteristics. The Ribbono Shel Olam and the human being have nothing in common. And when the Psukim ascribe anthropomorphic words to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's just a mashal. It's not to be taken literally in any shape or form, and we have to distance ourselves from such an approach to the nth degree. Therefore, if it says here that there's a fire that's burning in my nostrils, what? Hashem has nostrils? Hashem has nostrils, and there's a fire burning in his nostrils? The Targum here is something like this. He goes berserk. And therefore, he says, when it says over here, my nostrils, no. It means Hashem is angry. And Hashem dispatches a hot wind to go forth and bring upon the world Chorban. Rashi says, calm down. Everyone knows that Hashem is not a human being. But yet the Torah has no problem allowing us foolishly to ascribe to Hashem human characteristics so that we can understand what the Pasuk means. This is a classic. You see, this difference between Rashi and Unkelis, Baruch Hashem, we've learned a lot of this together. Now we have more of an appreciation of what is really going on over here between Rashi and Unkelis. Rashi says, calm down. There's no harm done if you translate the Pasuk literally. Kodcha, Rashi says, means bo'ara, burning. Vatikad, okay, that's the next part of the Pasuk. The Targum over here is literally going way out of his way in order not to allow us to interpret the Pasuk in such a fashion. A east wind that is hot like fire has been dispatched because I am angry. Are kidum, ki means therefore, kidum, an east wind that is takif, that is powerful, ki isha, like fire, nofak min kodamai, birgaz, in my anger. Fine, now we go to the next part. Now it says, Vatikarach ol tachtis. Now, what does that mean? So the Targum says, Sheitzi ad sheol ar o yisof. Now, I'm going to go look at the commentator. What is he going to say over here? Sheitzi means to destroy. Okay, to destroy. He's not, see, this is very interesting. The Targum over here is not translating the word Vatikad to mean to burn. That's really what it means literally. But because the Targum already has deviated from the literal translation, as this whole thing is a metaphor, so he says what Vatikad means to destroy, Sheitse. Then it says to the lower ground, Ar o Yisa, L'shoin tachas, K'may Eretz, the earth, Kesh Aro, Kilamat Miakol. That's it. It will destroy until the very ground, the lowest portion of the earth. The lowest portion of the earth. Yay, you know, yesterday was 9/11. Was it yesterday? It was 9/11, right? What, today is the 12th? Yesterday was 9/11, so they have all, I don't know if you watch these things, they have all these videos I have on my phone. All these videos from 9/11. Hatzolah video, they have these unseen footage, never seen before footage of Hatzolah in action on 9/11. New things, always new things coming out.
What site?
Worldly Videos. I'll send you the link.
Ooh.
It's called
Thank you.
Worldly Videos. Very good.
Tell me the thing.
Okay. Okay, that's what I saw on the Jewish websites. Then, you know me, I'm a big conspiracy theorist guy, and I subscribe to some of these crazy websites. They tell you all these conspiracy theories, and they show you these documentaries, I have no time for this, but they show, this is old Alta stuff, it's 22 years already, and they show that the World Trade Center is the basements. Seven basements. Seven levels below ground. And amazingly, and you should know, it was a good thing. I mean, it wasn't, nothing was good, but basically the entire building just crashed into the basement. Because if it didn't crash into the basement, it would have flooded many, many blocks. The basement collapsed. Seven layers of the basement collapsed. And because seven layers of the basement collapsed, seven floors of the basement, that's why most of the towers basically just collapsed into the basement. Tuck it away in the basement. If the basement would not have collapsed, then where would all the stuff go? It would be a massive mound. It would probably spill over to all different sites. Now, the question is, how did the basement collapse? That's another question. So here it says in this pasuk, Vatikad, the fire burnt ad she'ol tachtis, to the very, very bottom, to bedrock. You know, this is very relevant. I mean, I should say relevant. I made a mistake. That's real parashat Nitzavim. You know, when you see those little clips and you hear the commentators talking about, you know, the structural, what happened? Ma koro? What happened? How did this happen? Okay, they have all these experts, darshan forever. I don't patience. But that's the reality. The reality is there are seven layers of basement. They all gave way, and that's why the whole building went into the basement. That's what it means here in this pasuk. It was destroyed until the lowest level possible. Sheol tachtis. Targum says, Asif, it should say it was destroyed at Sheol Ar-O Yisa. The Sheol here does not mean the grave. It means the ground, the lowest ground. The lowest ground. Interesting insight. I appreciate that. There were no bunkers that survived. Okay, then it goes weiter, and it says, Vatoichal Eretz Livullah, consume Eretz Livullah. So what does the Targum over here say? Asif. Asif means to consume Ara, the land, Valalta, and the produce. Sheitzi destroyed at Siyofe Turaya, the ends of the mountains. Let me look at the commentator over here. It says, Asif, Loshon Kilion Vesai, fine, because I took some Kodar. Kiloimar, Egmar, Kachilas, Shahoy Kilion Amach, like food, you consume food. Rulai Zai Safa Al Vesheitzi, Sheitzi, El Shahoy Kilion Gamur. Premashon, Mitagum Yonisim, Shahosaf, Osoif Asif, Hein, Umashem. Okay, we say on Tisha B'Av, the Haftarah, or Soifasi Fame, it means a complete, utter destruction. Sheitzei, Yeshitzei, Avachakach, Asoif Adam, Vibhaim, Vibhaim, Asif, Vibhaim, Unkulis, Oizvav, okay, whatever this is over here. Valalto, Vituvasa, fine. And then, Siyafe, Perish, Lufia, Kavana, Shehahar, Lamal, Vinikar, Rosh, Vayisoid, Nikar, Soifai, Turaya, Tegim, Losh, Makasov. That's it. Okay? That's the end of the pasuk. So let's chaz over the pasuk. Ki eish katov yapi vatikad al shol tachtis vatechal eretz zivula vatalayid mosterahrim. According to Rashi, this means that Hashem has a nostril. The Ribbono shel Olam has a nostril. And there's a fire burning in his nostril. And the fire that comes out of Hashem's nostrils destroys, is burning until the sheol tachtis, until the lower world, until the this world, the sheol tachtis. You know what it sounds like according to Rashi, it sounds like that the fire from Shemayim, the Ribbono shel Olam is in Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a nostril, and there's a fire coming out of his nostrils in Shemayim, is burning all the way down until this earth, and it's destroying the earth. At Sheol Tachtis, the lower earth, Vatoichal is going to destroy the Eretz Vivulah, the land and its produce, Vatalahet, and it's going to torch the foundations of the mountain. What are what's the code word, the foundations of the mountains? Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Targum doesn't say any of this. Targum says there is anger. Hashem does not have nostrils. Hashem is angry. Or Api means anger of Hashem. is causing him to send upon this world global warming. In east, is that interesting? Global warming? In east wind. A wind that's very, very hot. And this ish that is very, very hot, that goes forth from Hashem because of his anger, what does it do? Vatikad, it destroys, Sheitze, Ach ol tachtis, until the lowest domain in this world. Vatoich eretz yivula, vatilahet, and it flames, it torches the foundations of the mountains. Do you want to say that according to Targum, this is a concept of global warming? They would love this. They would love this. The people who believe in this religion called global warming, they should learn Chumash, they should learn this pasuk, and they could mamish use this pasuk as their poster child for global warming. Problem is, they're not religious. They don't believe in anything. And the mail of this pasuk is saying that Hashem is going to bring global warming as a punishment to man, to Klal Yisrael, for not being observant of his mitzvahs. They don't go for that type of stuff. But that's what the Targum says. The Targum says there's something called Aikidum Takif Kiisha, an east wind that's hot like fire, that's going to come and destroy everything. Okay, we go to the next part. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Asfe Olemu Ro'ois Chitzai Achalebam. What does it mean Asfe? Let's see Rashi. Asfe Olemu Ro'ois Achbir Ro'o Al Ro'o L'shoin Sofu Shona Al Shona Sifoitz Haruach Oloisechem Sofu Al Zivchechem. First parish of Rashi means to connect. To connect. Is a guy here, mayor. See, mayor, you have to hold me back, mayor. Mayor, I need your therapy over here. There's a guy here that's really screaming his head off. He's annoying me. And if I open the door and open up my mouth to him, we're gonna have here World War III. How do I know? Because we already had World War I and World War II. And after the war was over, I had to apologize to him. I had to compliment him. I was about to even buy him a present, but at the end I got lazy, I didn't buy him a present. We already had World War I and World War II, and we're going to have soon World War III.
Am I silent or what?
What?
I had a run-in with Rav David today.
Oh no. Erev Rosh Hashanah?
He was walking with a cane. And I said to Schadish.
Oh, so what did he say to you? He got into the fight with you?
So he said to me, why are you cursing me?
Oh, no, here we go. All right, I should have kept my mouth shut. Okay, let's go by it.
I apologize.
You're excited.
I apologize. I thought the throw away the cane.
Very good. Excellent. All right, let's go by it. Asle means to add. It means to connect, to layer, to layer, to connect, to add. It means Asfe Olemoi Ro'is. The Pasuk here says something very frightening. Hashem says to the Jewish people, I will add upon you multiple layers of evil, of ra, of events that are very harmful. Again, the Rashi. It's a hard Rashi. Achbir. Achbir means to connect. Ro'o, one evil event, al ro'o. L'shoin, this word, the word safu means to connect or to add, to layer. He brings the pasuk in Yeshaya, safu shana al shana, to add one year to the next. I don't know what the context is. I don't look up the pasuk to connect. It means to connect the years. Another example, sifois harava. I don't know what that pasuk means. And then another pasuk, oilo seichem safu al zivchechem. The carbon oilois will be added to your zevachim. Stama zevach is a carbon shlamim, and here it says there's going to be an oilois in addition to a carbon, in addition to a carbon shlamim. Davar acher, a second interpretation. Davar acher, asve, ochla. But asve means to consume. It means to, like we said before, the Targum actually said this word, asif. It means to consume. Wait, this guy, let me just show him that I'm here. so he should know that we're going to have a war here soon. Playing games over here. Like kindergarten children. Okay. So here we go. We have Aser Alemo Reus. Aser means to add. To add, the second interpretation over here is it means to destroy. Ochla, it means to consume. K'moy pen tispe, you may be consumed. All right? Then Rashi says, what's the next? Chitzai achalebom, my arrows. Okay, the mashal here is a soldier. We have a soldier. Okay, so we have over here Chitzai Achale Bom. I have a soldier who has a quiver of arrows. And you keep on shooting until there's nothing left in the quiver. My arrows, I will spend. Chitzai Achale Bom. I will shoot every single arrow I have. There'll be nothing left over. About Beryl Wine, I remember one of his books he read about Rabbanus. He was a Rav many years, and he wrote many, many books. And some of his books, he always talks about his Rabbanus, his years in Rabbanus. He says, a successful rabbi is a rabbi that when he retires, still has some arrows left in his quiver. It's a very profound statement. When you're a rabbi, you have to fight. There are always going to be fights. There are always going to be things that you have to fight about, take a stand on. And when you're going to fight with the Baal HaBatim over certain things, you're going to ruffle their feathers and you're going to get into fights and they're not going to like it. But don't fight about everything. It's not kedai to fight about every narishkeit. Every little narishkeit, you don't have to fight about it. A successful rabbi is a rabbi that when he retires from Rabbanis, he still has left over in his quiver a couple of arrows that he did not shoot. So here it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be so angry at us, he's going to shoot at us every single arrow in his quiver. There's going to be nothing left. Chitzai achalebom. So this is, what does Rashi over here say? Rashi, chitzai achalebom, kol chitzai ashlim bohem, uklol zulefi ha-puronus, lebrochahi. Chitzai kolim, but behem einam kolim. However, Rashi over here says, in this klola, there is a hidden silver lining. The Pasuk says that I'm going to run out of arrows. I'm going to run out of arrows, but the people will still remain standing. My arrows will run out, but the people will still remain. Sometimes you can shoot all your arrows. You shoot just one arrow. There's no one to fight against. You've defeated the enemy. The enemy has been obliterated. I will still have arrows. I'll have no more arrows, but the people will remain. So therefore, this klala, according to the curse, is a blessing. It's a blessing in disguise, where there's a silver lining in the blessing, which means chitzai kolim, my arrows are finished, but veheim einam kolim. Okay, so that is the parish of Rashi on this pasuk. See what it says in the Talmud, Tarim pasuk of Gimel. Asif alehoin bishon, I will. Asif, I guess, means we have to see it. Asif really means I will consume. I will finish off. I will. And we'll have to really see. Let me see the commentator. Mach toshai ashetze behoin. Now, what does that mean exactly? Let's see. We have the commentator because I have no idea what this means. Pasuk of Gimel. He says asif ein perusha leel yakavana kol horois avi alehem. I will bring upon them many evils. Ashe yigmeru velos tishar shumra. Okay. There's going to be every evil. So it seems that the Targum is learning like the second interpretation in Rashi. Is he really? I think so, he is. Like the second interpretation. According to the Targum's first interpretation, it just means I'm going to add a lot. I'm going to add. According to Rashi's second interpretation, same thing as the Targum says, I'm going to finish off all of the types of punishments that I have available. Make believe that a person has at his disposal 50 different punishments. You call a meeting with your cabinet, what could we do to punish these people? And they all give 50, everyone says a different suggestion what to do. And then the king says, you know what, do them all. Every single suggestion that everyone over here suggested what to do to punish these people, do them all. And that's what it means according to Rashi. Second interpretation, according to Targum, there are many different possible punishments, types of raw that I can bring upon the people as punishment. I'm going to use them, every single one of them, until there's nothing left to do. Okay? Call, that's what it says in the time. Time it says, that's what it means, the word osif. Let me go back over the page over here. Ayin pi yushalel, v'chavon ingi kolim v'sof yalehem, ad shiyitmu loitzor shum ra. V'chein v'sifrei harinim machnis v'mev yalehem, kol apodonis kulon kachas. V'cholosh nakosav l'kaman, achale v'chein perish rashi fine. Ibn Ezra v'rashbam, avog yeshem shal das unkelis, as behulosh an hoysofa, v'cheperish harashi v'yishon, v'zenichosh loy, Tirgim However, okay, he brings down that no, not necessarily. That maybe when the Targum says this word, the Targum means just like Rashi. I'm going to add one punishment to another punishment. So in other words, it's not really conclusive. Over here in the commentator, he's bringing different perushim. Targum says he takes the word. He takes the word aspe olemo rois. What does the word aspe mean? Asif. The word asif in the Targum can be translated by like both interpretations of Rashi. Either it means I'm going to add one punishment to another punishment, or it means I'm going to exhaust all of the potential punishments. Okay, then he goes on to say, the next thing is my arrows. And the Targum translates the word arrow as a machtoshe. Loshen nega, v'lav davka tzaras, elamaka shol peronis, v'tirgim chatzi lefi akavana. So in other words, over here, talking about what we're saying is the word chitzai does not mean an arrow. He's translating the word arrow to mean a nega, like tzaras. Nega tzaras. He doesn't explain what it means
over here, achale bom, or does he? Let me read over here. No, he doesn't explain.
I guess the same thing. I'm going to exhaust upon them every single nega that I have at my disposal. So whereas Rashi doesn't really translate the words, and I guess we just take the word an arrow means literally an arrow. Targum over here is giving us a metaphor. It means a nega. I'm going to exhaust upon them all of my negam. So Sach HaKol, Rashi and Targum are pretty similar. Aspe olemo ro'ois, period. Chitzai achal lebam. This part of the punishment. Punishment is going to be number one. I'm going to add one punishment to the next. Or it means I'm going to exhaust every single punishment that I have at my disposal upon them. Likewise, chitzai achal lebam, I'm going to shoot every arrow I have in my quiver, or it means every nega that I have available, I'm going to exhaust upon them. And then Rashi adds a very beautiful idea that even though there's a very harsh punishment, but the way it's expressed, it alludes to that even when all of the punishments have been exhausted upon us, we will survive. We will still remain alive. We will remain. The arrows and the punishments, they will be exhausted, but we will survive. Okay, one more pause very quickly. We'll start the pasuk. Mizei rov uluchum reshef. The ketev meridi v'shen behemos ashalach bom im chamas zoich le'ofa. It's a very, very hard pasuk. And this pasuk, in fact, is a popular pasuk because it alludes to a lot of different concepts. Okay, first is mizei rov. What is the word mizei? So Rashi says, "Unkel is tergem nefiche kofon, the swelling of hunger, the ein li eid mechiach alav." So first Rashi says the word mizei means swollenness. Rachmana litzlan, when a person suffers from starvation, his body swells. That's the beginning of starvation. There's a swollenness where when there's malnutrition, this desperation in the body to extract, I guess, nutrients that are not available, it causes a swollenness. So the word mizei, according to Targum, means nefiche. Nefiche means to be swollen. Kafan means from hunger. So mizei rav, swollenness of hunger, period, that's one curse. And then it says ulchumei reshef, the battle of reshef. What's that, Rashi? Well, I didn't finish it. First, I have to go to Rashi's second interpretation. Rashi's second interpretation is, I would say, the second interpretation is b'shmosha b'moisha darshan mitulusha shem, the name of a place. That's the name of a place. U'meishmoisha b'moisha darshan mitulusha shemati si'irei ra'of adam kochush magadal se'or al b'soroi. So the word, what is it in mizei? L'shon arami, se'or. Mazia d'chavi mahapach b'mazia. It means here. Something very disgusting. That Rachmana litzlan le'olenu, a person that suffers from hunger, from famine, it causes him to grow here. Here's. How does this all work? The science behind this, I do not know. But Rashi says that's the reality. So when it says the word mizei, mizei is an Aramaic word which means gross hairs are going to form, are going to develop on a person's body as a reaction to a state of starvation. So we have two perushim. Either it means mizera, means swollenness of hunger, or it means hairs that grow out of hunger. Then it says, next words are, and therefore the nafkamina is the word mizei a Hebrew word or is it an Aramaic word? If it's here, it's an Aramaic word. If it means swollenness, Rashi really says there's no precedent for this. Search the entire Tanakh, you're not going to find the word mizei anywhere in the Hebrew language where it means swollenness. So Rashi says, this is what it says in Ungolus, it means to be swollen. If that's what it means, that's what it means. But if you want to say that it's an Aramaic word, then it means hears. Okay, the next word, Zar Uluchumi Reshef, means the battle of Molcham of Reshef. Hashaydim Milcham Ubachem Shnemar Uvnei Reshef Yagbiuch Oif. Veim Shaydim, the Ketev Meridi, Uchrisus Shayd Sheshmoy Meridi. Ketev is Krisa to cut off, Kamo Ehi Katvach Sha'ol. So over here we deal with demons. Demons. There are two demons mentioned in Parashas Hazinu. There's a demon called Reshef and a demon called Ketef. So there is Uluchume Reshef, the battle of Reshef, or the battles of Reshef. Hashem will dispatch against us demons. Demons in the category of Reshef, and they will attack us. And likewise, Ketev is not a demon. Ketev means the cutting down of the demon called Meriri. Two demons. We have Reshef and Meriri. And there will be the battle of Reshef and the cutting down of Meriri. V'shen behemos ha-shalach. What does that mean? V'shen behemos ha-shalach. Ma'as ha-hoyah v'hoyah v'arecheilim ne'oshchim v'misin. It means animals are going to bite us. Even animals that it's not their way to bite, it's not their derech to bite, they're going to bite us. The teeth of the animals are going to bite us. And then it says that's the Shem Emes, Asha, I will send a dispatch against them. Im Hamas, Zeich Leofa. What's that? Hamas, the Hamas means the poison of the snakes. The eris of the things that Zeich Leofa means, they crawl, they slide, they sliver. They sliver on the earth. Aros nechashim hamahalchim al gichoinam al ha'ofer on the earth kamayim, like water. Hazoilchim al aretz. Zichila is l'shoin merutza samayim. Zichila means the running of water al ha'ofer. V'chein loy merutza sadavar hamishtatev al ha'ofer v'hoilech. Kol merutza sadavar hamishtatev al ha'ofer v'hoilech. Anything which slivers on the ground is called a zoichel. Okay, so therefore the pasuk according to Rashi means mezeirov, maskana, it means this part of the punishments. There's going to be the swollenness of hunger, or there's going to be hairs growing out of hunger,
Ulchumi Reshef, there's going to be battles launched against us by demons called Reshef. For Ketev Miriri, the demons called Miriri will cut us down. V'shen behemas ha-shalach, Hashem will dispatch the animals to bite us. In Hamas, together with the poison that is extracted, that is inflicted upon us from the zoichalei offer, from those creatures that sliver on the earth. Okay, all of these things, now that we learned them, it doesn't have to ever happen. See, we learned these things, so it was, that's it. If you learn about these type of things, so it's yipata. Yipata legamri. We learned well, Rashi, Targum, Clarkite, it's ki'ilu, it already happened. You get off scot-free. That's the mile of learning, that's what Chazal say. You learn all these esoteric things that are very harsh, and you think about what it means. It was niskayim. It does never ever have to happen for real. Talmidei chacham marbim shalom baretz. When talmidei chacham, they fight in learning. Oh, a mulchama was already fought, so no one has to die anymore. It was niskayim in a holy way of mulchamta shel Torah. So halavai, halavai, that should be the case. We should never ever know from these things. Never, not us, not anyone that we know. And thank you very much for coming. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be here tonight. Tomorrow night, there's no share tomorrow night, and Yirat Hashem will pick it up. We'll be neder on Thursday. Thank you, Rabbi Lazer, for coming. You want to come?
Enjoy the
come, please, come, Mayor, come, make a lebedik, a yosim. Rabbi Chol will love you. You'll be very happy. He'll be very happy if you'll come. You listen to his drasha. He'll be thrilled.
I don't think so. Okay,
Okay, Zay Gesund. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Mrs. Gladys. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Have a wonderful night.